This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a marvelous, absolutely marvelous Thursday. Now, we're going to talk. In fact, I'm going to issue a little warning to welfare recipients in a moment. We'll talk about some more illegal, foreigners looting the country. They never are going to come to the right conclusion on anything, and that's on purpose. All that email, so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So let me tell you something. I used to be worse about this than I am with my kids. Worse about what? I obviously have a lot of my father in me. Can't help it. Some might call it cheap. I would argue frugal is what I would argue. And like any human being who walks the planet, not a big fan of flies and bugs. Now, I also have sons. You know that young boys, if you have any experience with them at all, they're just barbarians, right? They're savages. They'll wear the same t-shirt 3-4 days in a row. They'll smell it first and then just throw it on. They're animals. You send them out back to pick up dog poop, they'll end up sword fighting with the dog poop shovels. They're just beasts. It is what it is. That's how God made them. I love it. Boys also, sometimes they can lack focus, meaning if they're running in and out of the house, they're playing outside, they're playing inside, they'll run inside for a glass of water, they'll throw the door open to the house, and they'll just leave it open. It could be the middle of the summer. Just throw the door open, and I'm that guy who yells, "Close the door! Close the door!" Right? Now, it's been a wild life. We used to live in a hotel before. We've had to live in an extended stay hotel. We've had to live in a little apartment. We've just been up and down. We have a house now. I don't yell as much as I used to when they leave the door open because we're doing a little better than we used to do. Well, a lot better. Doing better now, obviously. What's the difference? There are things you can get away with when things are going well that you can't get away with when things are a little tougher. There is a welfare leech culture in the United States of America that has existed since the 70s, really. It's existed for a long time. I live in the Houston area. There are 3-4 generations of people who've never had a job. Can you even wrap your mind around that? I don't have a job. I ain't going to get a job. My mom never had a job. Her mom never had a job. Her dad never had a job. Just nobody. Just generational leeching. And while no one's outside of the people receiving it have traditionally been happy about the leeching, here's something that's true. American citizens have for a long time been doing very, very well. We've been doing very well. We've been doing fine, right? We will continue doing fine, hopefully for the future. But here's a fact. Times are getting harder than they used to be. People are having to tighten their belts more than they used to. There is going to be less tolerance for you welfare queen leeches than you've ever experienced in your life, and it's going to come at quite a shock. I'm going to play something for you. This kind of thing would have went kind of unnoticed even 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Maybe you just scoffed at it, yelled about it with a buddy. This is the kind of thing that causes white hot anger now that your credit card bills are maxed out.
It's not even cool. Like, why do they do that? What's the point of food stamps if it's just for real food?
Hannah Moore believes she and other SNAP recipients should be able to go into the grocery store and buy whatever they like. Soda, candy, prepackaged sweets, prepared desserts, and juice with less than half of natural fruit or vegetable juice in it will not be allowed to be purchased on SNAP cards.
I don't know what Trump is doing. I don't know what's going on.
What's the point of food stamps if I have to buy real food? This is in response. Here's a headline. 18 states to restrict soda and candy from SNAP. 18 states. This is because the Trump administration is leaning on these states. Hey, no more junk food. If you're on welfare, no, none of this. You go get the bare necessities with taxpayer money. No more coming home with Sour Patch Kids and chocolate milk. No more of that. And like I said, all you welfare queens, you communists hate listening. I know that you've gotten used to, and your parents probably did too, and their parents probably did too. You've gotten used to just being able to get away with that kind of thing. And you've gotten used to it for so long that now you'll just boldly look at the camera and say things like
that? It's not even cool. Like, why do they do that? What's the point of food stamps if it's just for real food?
This is why I do believe we may see an end to welfare in our lifetimes, at least some of it, because the American people, as they watch their standard of living go the wrong way, they're going to start shouting at the kids again to close the daggone door. You watch. You watch. Anyway, Jesse Bronco, this guy said, I had an epiphany the other day regarding the Nepo baby, Mr. Rogers, cosplay governor of Kentucky, Andy Bashir. I think there are thousands of people in Kentucky, especially older people, that have Stockholm syndrome when it comes to him. He locked people in their homes and every night at 5 p.m. got on TV and scolded the state for daring to think about disobeying him and telling them what it would take to make him happy. That Stockholm syndrome is how he got reelected and still has people supporting him despite the corruption, fraud, and no actual accomplishments. You know what I think? Here's an uncomfortable thought for you. I think people don't fully appreciate how many Americans are still to this day totally okay with COVID. Because the federal government, state governments, local governments, they kind of understood what most politicians have understood. That old Roman saying, just give them bread and circuses and they'll never rebel. The United States government, and like I said, all the other governments under it, stopped the country for a virus, insane. Then they just started printing trillions of dollars and pumping it into the economy to make it look like things were still functioning well. By the way, that's why everything in your life is more expensive now. Then they actually passed a $1 trillion bill and started handing out stimulus checks to people. Again, paying legions of people in the country to not go to work. But all the governments, they kept the liquor stores open. You could still go buy weed. You could go to Walmart. I mean, the local mom and pop shop, of course not. But you want to go to Lowe's? Sure, help yourself. You could buy liquor. You could buy weed. You could go to Lowe's. You could go to Walmart. You can sit at home, put your feet up, and watch Netflix all day. Now, you and I, we look back at that horror, and we realize that that caused so many of the problems we experience today. You know that, and I know that. Everyone with half a brain knows that. But what may make you very uncomfortable is how many normies out there, they don't look at it that way at all. Even if they don't like some aspects of COVID, the school shut down, I lost my job, even if they're displeased with some aspects of it, they believe things like, well, we had no choice. Well, it was the best they could do. Or, don't discount this. a lot of people are just trying to forget. It was such a traumatic period of time that, look, we'll get emails like this. When I bring it up, when I talk about COVID, when I talk about that insanity, we'll get emails with people that they're fairly honest. They're just like, Jesse, I just don't want to, I don't want to think about it. It was so bad. It was so miserable. It was so horrible. I just want to move on. People generally, when they go through something terrible, don't want to sit and dwell on it. They don't want to sit and pick apart all the reasons for it. They just want to move on. Have you ever talked to a serious combat veteran? Somebody who's seen some heavy combat? How often did they want to tell you about all the stories, all the details? Hey, let me tell you about the time my friend died in my arms. Those stories almost never get shared unless it's with fellow veterans who would possibly understand, people who were there. And in large part, people don't want to relive traumatic, horrible things. They'd rather just get numb to it and pretend it never existed. I'm not defending that. In fact, it's incredibly unhealthy, but it's also incredibly, incredibly human. And I do that with various things in my life. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to dwell on it. You know, I'll run into this with Aub. If I have a moment, it's been a little bit of a heavy Christmas season, if I'm being honest, thinking about my dad and everything else. It's just kind of heavy this year. And I don't know why, I just miss him. And, you know, Aub cares. So she's all that, hey, what's wrong? Hey, talk to me. Hey, what's wrong? Because she'll see me looking, I guess, somber, which I don't mean to. So she'll ask, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm just telling, nothing. I'm fine. Nothing. She said, no, tell me. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want that. It's human nature. All right. Let's talk about more looting by foreigners. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay. Some of you, listen to these emails I get. Jesse, how about the Spanish Civil War? All people know of our era is the sainted and popularly elected Republican government was overthrown by the fascist Franco and his Nazi henchmen. I've done a history thing on the Spanish Civil War and Franco and whatnot. And this one, Jesse, a suggestion for a history hour or week, the Siege of Constantinople. Chris, I did the Siege of Constantinople, didn't I? I know it was a long time ago. That's there. Jesse, perhaps you could do, listen to this, a 99-day history lesson on the Hundred Years' War. I can't do history every single day. It takes a lot of work. Not that I'm against the work. I mean, work, believe me, it's fine. I enjoy it. It's not hard work, but it just takes a lot of time to put together a good one for you. I don't want to just do it. I want to do it well. Those are ones I've really done, most of those. Keep sending in ideas. I have not found something that I thought, oh, that's it yet. I have not found that yet. As of this broadcast, I'm speaking to you live here. I have not made a decision yet on the next one. There's always going to be a next one. And I may find one tonight, and I may nerd out over Christmas break. I may come back with one prepped and ready to go. I sure may. I'd probably be anxious to get back and do one. I don't know. I have not found one yet. And I know there's all kinds of great stories out there. I haven't found one yet. Professor Kelly, I don't think you'll get this email, but did Jewish producer Chris ever bring in the mustard? I think he's hoping you'll forget about it and he won't have to make any of it. He did actually bring in the mustard, as a matter of fact. Here's the thing. It's that deli Dijon mustard filth. That's disgusting. There's nothing more gross than that deli mustard crap. Give us regular yellow mustard like I've always gotten from the yellow squeeze tube, French's or whatever grocery store off-brand. I don't care. Nobody likes this Dijon mustard crap. What, Chris? What? Chris, Don't tell people that you can make homemade mustard and then bring in Dijon mustard, okay? It's garbage. It's garbage. And so, yes, Chris brought in the mustard, but I'm not even going to taste test it. I don't need to taste test it to know it tastes like crap because it's Dijon mustard. Hey, Jesse, how'd you land a job of speaking the somewhat real history, but I know you're only a jerk, far-right actor scamming people who there's no capitalization. There's no sentence structure here. This is all one sentence. You're going to have to bear with me. Scammer telling people who want the same you talk, but nothing happens. You would not be syndicated if you're not on the communist team, you beep loser punk plant. Emails like this, they're the only time I miss when we took phone calls, because that dude is hammered, absolutely hammered. He got into, who knows what he got into, probably wine coolers or something like that. And he just decided to get on the email and fire off his feelings. No time for punctuation, no time for anything else. And he would have been magnificent on the phone. He really would have been great. Jesse. Oh, this is from a couple days ago. Reforming the Castle Hour was one of the best shows I've ever heard. And I'm an early Rush Limbaugh listener. Just thought on your assessment that we have just 3 years. Maybe we only have 1 year with successful midterms. Look, this was when I was going off about we send people to Washington and the White House and the House and the Senate. And even if they walk into Washington, D.C. with the best intentions in the world, patriotic, anti-communist, I'm going to save the country. It's hard to not get seduced by the thought of the institutions embracing you and loving on you. I've used this example before when it comes to things like the FBI or CIA. You know, you can hate the FBI, and I certainly do. What if they called you tomorrow and said, hey, we'd like you to fly in for a top secret briefing. We have a top secret binder on some terrorist activity. We'd like to read you in on it. Now, maybe you'd go, maybe you wouldn't. But tell me right now, would that sound kind of cool? Wouldn't it sound kind of cool? Would you not be telling friends, hey, I'd love to hang out tomorrow, but sorry, I'll be at a top secret meeting at the FBI. It's just hard to not get seduced by the castle. It's hard. So when Vanity Fair calls, even if you know in the back of your mind that might do me wrong, you're tempted to say, okay, come on in for a photo shoot. I want you to switch your cell phone service, by the way. It's important to understand that corporate America is not sorry about all the DEI crap they did. They have changed some titles. They've made some public announcements when they've got caught that, hey, we're going to stop that. They're not sorry. They haven't changed their ways, and they continue to do these things with your money and with my money. You don't need AT&T. You don't need Verizon. You don't need T-Mobile, not when Pure Talk is sitting right there welcoming you with open arms, and you get to speak to an American on the phone who speaks English, because that's all Pure Talk hires. That's what happens when your CEO is a two-tour veteran of the Vietnam War. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. I'd like to send a whole lot of people back where they belong. Scott Turner, HUD secretary, came out today, said this.
59% of illegal alien families use one or more welfare program in our country, costing about $42 billion a year.
We bring people into this country illegally and give them government benefits. Most of it through, of course, blue states run by Democrats who steal your money and hand it to foreigners. And when they're not handing it to foreigners, they, of course, will swindle the country. Remember, when you massively import people from cultures of theft, they don't know any other way. For somebody, let's say in Haiti, let's say you grew up in Haiti, government is just an opportunity to steal. Everything is an opportunity to steal because your demonic voodoo society is based on murder and theft. And so the cops steal. They're all corrupt. The government steals. The gangs steal. That's how society works. That's how society works. And so what happens when you go grab a bunch of Haitians and bring them here? What happens?
Neil Bonner and Saul Elise May. For large-scale SNAP benefit trafficking, a scheme that turned a program designed to feed families into a multi-million dollar criminal enterprise. This is taxpayer money meant to keep people from going hungry. These two stores are alleged to have illicitly trafficked nearly $7 million in SNAP benefits. The fraud was shocking and glaring.
Brought in a couple Haitians. What did they do? Well, what they do. That's the kind of country they came from. That's the kind of culture they came from. And that kind of brings me back to a different day. Do you remember? You remember when we woke up one morning and Joe Biden was president, which was horrible. And do you remember there were 14,000 Haitians amassed on our southern border? 14,000. An invading army, really. There was an army of Haitians on our southern border. The Biden administration faced a real dilemma. You see, news organizations were starting to talk about the army of Haitians on our southern border. They started to take every step they possibly could to prevent news organizations from getting footage of these Haitians on our southern border. We even had a Border Patrol agent. When one of the Haitians was trying to cross, he reached down. He was on horseback. He reached down and grabbed the Haitian by the scruff of his shirt so he could not illegally invade the country. And the Biden administration openly condemned the man. Then, one day, I think they were there for 3 days. Don't quote me on that. Maybe been three, four, two, something like that. It wasn't long. We woke up one morning and they were gone. Wow. Where did they go? They must run really fast. Where did they go? Well, the Biden administration brought them all into your country. They're now in school with your kids. They're now stealing as much as they can possibly steal, completely changing the demographic makeup wherever Democrats could stash them. Remember that one town? I think it was Springfield, Ohio. There were 2,000 people who lived there. They brought in 2,000 Haitians. Just changed the whole freaking place. That's how soulless and evil Democrats are. Oh, here's another headline. Education Department says nearly 2,000 Minnesota ghost students fraudulently received $12.5 million. And, oh, I can't imagine who was at the center of all that fraud. Can you? It's quite a mystery. Hey, Jesse. I just binged parts 1 through 4 of the Rhodesian Bush War history. Podcast available on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't make fun of me. I know it won't happen, but a small part of me wishes Premier would fire you just so you could focus solely on history. He says his name is Matt. You know, that's not very nice. Okay. And there's always a chance. There's always a chance. You're always one show away from getting fired. You never know. But I don't think it'll happen. If it's going to happen, generally I would assume it would have happened because we're right before Christmas. And that's where companies fire everybody. Hey, Jesse, I think I've finally lost my mind. Every single day I worry about Chris. Have you tried to keep him? Are you advising him? Or are you just letting him make a huge mistake? I'm sure working for you is no utopia. Shut up, Chris. But does Chris realize what he's giving up? Oh, she's talking about Chris possibly looking for new jobs when we were talking about ZipRecruiter the next day. First of all,
shut up, Chris.
Look, I don't think Chris is going anywhere. Let me calm you down. I don't think Chris is going anywhere. But I hope, right? We don't know. We don't know. We might be stuck with Chris for years. We might have him gone tomorrow. I don't know. What, Chris? What? Look, I'm rooting for you to leave. I'm cheering for you, Chris, to be gone. I just want you to know that's the kind of support you have around here, these people. So speaking of all the foreigner fraud, I saw Minnesota, the insane crap that comes out of Democrat mouths in this country. There are Democrats in the United States of America, including Letitia James. They talk about how car companies should take steps to make their cars less stealable. And they're trying to punish the car companies because certain kinds of cars keep getting stolen. It pairs perfectly with this headline. Denmark wants to ban burkas, niqabs, whatever that is, in schools and universities. They will bend over backwards and do whatever they have to do to ensure they never have to address the real problems. That's why Australia has a couple Islamists on the beach butchering Jews on Hanukkah. They'll talk about guns. That's why Democrats in these big cities, they'll open up the jails and allow these roving gangs of animals to go steal every car they can get their hands on. Well, they certainly can't lock up the criminals. They'll simply sue the car companies for not making them less stealable. Denmark wants to ban burkas. Is banning burkas the solution? Hey, Chris, you wear a burka? Your wife? Hey, Corey, you wear a burka? Your wife wear a burka? Huh, that's weird. I don't wear a burka either. Wife doesn't wear a burka? Huh. Maybe the problem isn't the burka. Maybe we could, for once in Western society, actually address the root cause of these problems. It's like when I hear these politicians, all of them, they all whine about anti-Semitism. I can't believe the anti-Semitism. The anti-Semitism. This terrible anti-Semitism. Yeah? Where's that coming from? You get any politician, Republican and Democrat, get up there and whine for 15, 20 minutes at a time. By the way, this includes Jewish ones, I should point out. Oh, this anti-Semitism's on the rise. Anti-Semitism. Yeah? Anyone going to point out where it's coming from? Anybody? No, it's too far, right? It's much easier to just throw out these bumper sticker slogans like, stop anti-Semitism. We have to put a stop to anti-Semitism. I have a pretty good idea how you could virtually eliminate anti-Semitic attacks in really any country. You could drop the number to right about zero. Anyone know why? How? Of course you know why. Let's do some emails. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, but we shall return tomorrow one more time, at least one more time this year. Email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, as it relates to what happened today, RFK Jr. made this big announcement.
So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine. It is malpractice. This morning, I signed a declaration. Sex-rejecting procedures are neither safe nor effective treatment for children with gender dysphoria.
That's our side. And remember what this entails. Sorry to be so blunt about it. This means taking a child into a hospital, putting them down on a surgical table, and chopping off body parts that don't grow back, mutilating them in some of the most barbaric, horrible ways possible. That's what this stuff is. That's the reality of it. Have you ever heard stories, testimony from these people? This one brave young lady, Chloe Cole, is always out there on the speaking circuit. She's a young lady, got talked, coerced into this stuff. And she talks about the heartbreak of knowing she will never be able to probably have a baby, but she'll never nurse a child taken from her. That's our side. Here's their side. This is an elected representative, Rebecca Blint.
Even for Republicans, this is extreme. Are we really attempting to lock up parents and doctors? Your kids' medical care is none of their business. We should call this obsession with your kids and what treatment they're getting in the pediatrician's office, what it is. It's creepy. It's a creepy obsession, and we've had to deal with it for years.
Medical care. They call you creepy for not wanting your son to chop his penis off. We actually have, of course, as a Democrat, a tranny member of Congress. Here he is.
I get it's hard to understand what it feels like to be trans. I get that it is hard to understand what it feels like to be me. I get that it's hard to understand this care and understand the need for it.
Notice how careful they are with their words. Care. It's care. Don't you want your child to have care? It's care. Sure, it's care. Just let us inject you with this stuff. Here, lay down. Let me cut some body parts off of you. Here's the AG for the state of New York, Letitia James.
I know this latest proposal from this administration to cut access to gender-affirming care for many youth is
care.
Frightening. Whether you live in Brooklyn, Binghamton, Buffalo, or anywhere else in New York, and even if you don't live in New York, I will not let this administration come for you, your doctors, or your life-saving health care.
Nasty. Evil. Jesse, I heard the story you shared about the person who was remorseful for his help in having past girlfriends end their pregnancy. I did the same with my ex-fiance when I was 20 years old. I'm 59 now. There's not a day that passes where I don't think about what a horrible mistake I made. And I also ask God's forgiveness, for I can never forgive myself. I know I will have a pretty hard time explaining to him why I did what I did, and I don't have anything to say except that I screwed up and I'm sorry. You know that you're not going to have to explain it to him at all. You know that, right? You know that he already knows. You've already asked forgiveness for it, and you've already been forgiven for it. Jesus already paid the price for all that. Now let it go, all right? Let it go. That child, you will meet him again one day, or her again one day. I promise you will, all right? Let it go. And remember, you know you can give to preborn if you desire to do so, if you think that will help you. If you don't feel like it will, but if you feel like it will help you, it really is the most blessed thing in the world. Because these women who get help from preborn, these are women, there's not just random women on the street. These are women who have decided to have an abortion. They are already pregnant. They have made the decision. They are seeking out an abortion. That baby, its head is on the chopping block. Really is. Preborn says, wait a minute. Why don't you come in? We'll give you an ultrasound. There's no cost to you at all. That woman lays down and she hears that heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. And then preborn doesn't cast her out onto the streets. Best of luck. If she needs help, they give that help. That's wonderful. And that's what you do when you give the preborn. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right. Preborn.com/Jesse. Jesse, as far as what history to address next, how about the most significant war in history that has a complete blackout in our education system? This guy says Islam's 1,300-year-long war on Western civilization is important to know. So, okay, well, first, you can't exactly do a history episode on what you call a 1,300-year-long war. That would probably be more than a two-parter. I'll just put it to you that way. We've talked about various Muslim conquests and things like that. Something I've considered is the Crusades, maybe doing a portion on the Crusades. I know that's the thing, Chris. Chris said, which one? That's the problem. People think the Crusades, I think it was one campaign, and it's not usually as clear, cut, and dry as you think. They're trying to raise armies. It's more complicated than you think. I don't think I'm going to go that route, but one day I might.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Woman recognized as the first Black Briton by BBC was actually white. Every institution in Western civilization now exists to erase Black people from its, or white people from its history. It's amazing. Polling finds Pete Buttigieg is less popular with Black voters than former KKK leader. I can't imagine why.
Why are you gay?
Twitter user is jailed for 18 months for two anti-immigration tweets made after Christmas market car attack that were viewed just 33 times. Again, I will say we should be cutting off diplomatic ties with the UK. We cannot be seen to do business with tyrants like this. Johnson slams the brakes on a vote to extend Obamacare's subsidies. This healthcare fight going on right now in the House and Senate is really, really, really important. I'd be lying if I told you I was confident, but I'm not. I don't have a feeling of doom either. I just don't know which way it's going to go. Democrat voters' registration advantage has crumbled. A key swing state is trending, and this is North Carolina. Remember, the midterms may not go our way, but nobody likes Democrats still, and at least we can hang our hat on that. I will join you tomorrow for one more this year. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We'll have fun, all right? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.